It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to an all-new conversation of Talkin' Ship here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. It's WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and as always, streaming online, anytime, WMTRadio.com. We got Kathy from Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Well, the news is out, and we want to talk more about it. You're leaving us.
Well, I am. I've taken a new position as the executive director of the National Maritime Historical Society. So this is a national group that supports all kinds of maritime industries, not just museums, but tall ship training programs, kind of workforce development for maritime trades. Supporting historic ships, of course. So it's overseeing a national group that does that. The good news is I can do this job largely remotely. So I'll still be here in the greater Manitowoc area, even though the headquarters for this organization is in New York. So I'm really excited about it, but, have mixed feelings about leaving the museum.
Sure.
The good news is the 7 years, I've been at the museum, we've put together a fantastic crew. We've got a great staff. We've got a great board. And we've been doing all kinds of things over these last 7 years to grow the museum, grow our programs, update our exhibits, and really become more integrated into the community. So I feel like they're on a good path. They're going to be starting a national search for a new director.
Okay.
And in the interim, Kevin Cullen, who is our deputy director, is going to be serving as interim. I'm going to take a few months to phase out of this job and go into the other one. So it'll be a smooth transition. Everything will go wonderfully. But no, really, the museum's in great hands, and I'll be around certainly through May to make sure that things kind of bounce off to a good start with whoever comes next.
Yeah. Well, we are thankful for what you have done for the museum in all these years, and definitely sad to see you go. And I know that you've done a lot of great hard work for the museum and, getting us ready for the next chapter, right, as we continue to look at, because the Maritime Museum, it's not going anywhere. It was here yesterday, it's here today, and it's going to be here tomorrow.
it'll be here for, in perpetuity, right? We've got this great collection that we're charged with taking care of. We've got, of course, Cobia. We've been taking care of her for over 50 years. This is something that's going to continue. I think the place that I'm going, National Maritime Historical Society, is a nice complement or dovetail to the work we're doing here. While it's not collections based, a lot of it is research based. They have a quarterly magazine, Sea History. If you're interested in looking at that, it's seahistory.org, and you can see the publication. They have all of their issues online, as well as hard copies that come out 4 times a year. So researching that maritime history, working with authors, working with people really involved in the preservation of these vessels and these stories is just an extension of what we've been doing here all these years.
Well, again, Kathy, congratulations. That is exciting for you and your career, and a great opportunity for the Maritime Museum now to walk into the next chapter of the phase. And so we invite listeners to connect with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, get involved. What is the best way of reaching out to Wisconsin Maritime Museum?
Well, that would be going to our website, which is wisconsinmaritime.org.
We'll talk to you again next week here on WOMT.
Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a CAFER broadcasting station.